You probably didn't hear much about the court case that began at the end of February in a district court in Magdeburg in eastern Germany. One of the defendants had a most unusual explanation for his actions, which some would view as being evidence of a revival of Nazism in Germany. You're listening to UCOG Online. It's Thursday, March 15th, 2007, and I'm Paul Kiefer. The facts in the case are quite clear. Seven young men met last summer on June 24th for a summer solstice party. At least two of the seven young men were wearing T-shirts with the words Wehrmacht, the name of the German World War II Army. There was talk about German blood and German youth. So what is the prosecution's case against these seven men? During the course of the evening, one of them threw a book into a fire that had been lit to celebrate the summer solstice. It wasn't just any book. It was Anne Frank's diary. And according to the prosecution, one of the young men is supposed to have said, "It's all a lie anyway," as the book was tossed into the fire. That's the reason why the seven young men are charged by the prosecution with insulting the honor of the dead, an offense in Germany that carries a maximum jail sentence of 5 years. Anne Frank, the young Jewish girl who hid from the Nazis with her family for years in an Amsterdam row house until she was discovered, only to die just a few short weeks before the end of the war in the German concentration camp Bergen-Belsen. She was 15 years old. Her diary has been sold more than 80 million times, and it is considered to be one of the most gripping personal testimonies about the Holocaust. "Yes, that's the way it was," one of the accused said, and nodded in the direction of the judge. The 25-year-old admits that he threw the book into the fire. Now, however, he's very sorry that his actions have been so misunderstood. At least that's what his lawyer says. It wasn't his intent to question whether the Holocaust had taken place, and he certainly didn't want to besmirch the memory of Anne Frank. Under the burden of the young Jewish girl's story, the young man had decided to sacrifice the book and in so doing hoped to cleanse himself of this evil chapter in German history. It's a remarkable explanation for what one German newspaper described as being stupid, bold, and German. The eastern part of today's United Germany, that part that was formerly the German Democratic Republic, better known to Americans as East Germany, has been somewhat of a breeding grounds for right-wing sentiment. There, unemployment is much higher than the national average, and with the population drain as young people leave to live in Western Germany, employment prospects for those young people who remain are not all that rosy. But as deplorable as this particular case might be, is it proof that Nazism is once again raising its head in Germany? I don't think so. About 20 years ago, I was driving on the Autobahn from Hanover in northern Germany to a meeting in Bonn. Along the way, I stopped at a rest stop, and I was quite surprised to see on one of the signs at the Autobahn rest stop a swastika. A swastika is illegal in Germany. It's illegal to display any of the former Nazi symbols. So I went up close to take a look at this particular swastika, and I saw that it was actually a label that had been printed, something you can just peel off and stick wherever you want it. And in small lettering at the bottom of the label were the words, "American Nazi Party, Lincoln, Nebraska." Yes, swastikas sometimes do turn up in Germany. Often, they're imported from the United States. And in the United States, a couple of organizations, both of which call themselves the American Nazi Party, claim on their websites that the Holocaust never took place. Now in Germany, that's called the Auschwitz-Lüge, the Auschwitz lie, and it is a punishable offense. Yes, denying the Holocaust took place in Germany will get you into trouble with the law, but not so in the United States. So it's interesting that when a group of young men in Germany get the idea to light a fire and toss Anne Frank's diary into the flames, some of the reporters present to view the court proceedings are from the United States. a country where denying the Holocaust is allowed and where it's perfectly permissible to display Nazi symbols. A German might refer to the German proverb that says, "It's best to sweep in front of your own door before you notice the dirt on your neighbor's doorstep." Is a rise in right-wing sentiment, primarily in the eastern part of Germany, a positive thing? No, it isn't. Is it an indication that Nazism is on the rise? No, it isn't either. As long as the Federal Republic of Germany has laws on the books that prohibit displaying Nazi symbols, glorifying Nazism, or denying what took place under the Nazis' reign of terror, there's no danger that Nazism is going to rear its ugly head in Germany anytime soon. Some would argue, of course, that times do change, but being mindful of the fact that Adolf Hitler and his Nazi party were never elected by a majority of the German people, as long as there is a viable democracy in the Federal Republic of Germany, it seems highly unlikely that anything like Nazism is on the horizon. How Europe as a whole will react, if it is challenged in some unusual way, remains to be seen. The Book of Revelation indicates that in an end-time resurrection of the Roman Empire, a group of 10 nations in what is today modern Europe will turn over their authority and jurisdiction to a central authority. That's the development you really should be watching, and not whether or not 7 misguided young men somewhere in eastern Germany had a stupid idea one summer solstice evening. This is Paul Kiefer for UCOG Online. Keep listening.